Now, as devastating as that oil spill could be, it might paradoxically be good news for people promoting alternative energy. This past week, the Interior Department approved a controversial project to build a wind farm off the coast of Massachusetts. Wind power is clean and obviously green and plentiful, but there are drawbacks. So Willard Kempton, a professor of marine policy at the University of Delaware, thinks he may have a solution.
The biggest drawback of wind power is that it varies with the forces of nature rather than obediently increasing and decreasing when we have more or less need for electricity.
In other words, when there is no wind, a wind turbine doesn't generate power.
Right.
And so you have come up with a possible solution to this problem. How would that work?
Well, we looked at the meteorological patterns along the eastern part of the United States. And since we know that along the coast, storms tend to move along in that direction, by placing a series of wind farms along in a line that way and connecting them by transmission, the power from the whole set is much more level and changes much more slowly than the power at any one wind farm.
So I guess the way it would work is that if there's no wind, say, off the coast of Maryland, but there was tons of wind off of Cape Cod, then the power station in Maryland would just sort of be able to pull power from the Cape Cod station?
It would be more distributed, but yes, in other words, it might be some wind in New Jersey and some in New York, maybe none in Cape Cod and none in Maryland. So the stations that have more power, the excess is then fed down the power line and used by other points where there's maybe not so much or no wind at that time.
All right. So in very simple terms, you would have, if this came to fruition, you would have thousands of wind turbines all along the East Coast, and they would be connected somehow?
That's right. They'd be connected by a transmission line.
And so it would sort of be like an electricity grid, except underwater?
Yeah, you could do it on land. We think the easiest and fastest way to do it is to do it off the coast, and it's then buried under the bottom, maybe 6 feet or so.
How soon, realistically, could a plan like this be implemented?
Well, the technology's there. The installation vessels are there. To do a large project like this, we'd want to upscale everything for efficiency. But frankly, you could start, you know, in however long it takes to get the permits, which might be a couple of years. But it's not something where there's some new technology that's required.
So within the next sort of 10 or 20 years, would it be unrealistic to imagine just a string of wind farms all along the eastern seaboard that we might be able to see from the coast?
I think it's likely. It's you know, relatively low cost. The costs are declining as the technology improves, and the resource is huge. The resource is enough to run, really, the whole East Coast, and that's a quantitative estimate that we've done. So I think it's inevitable.
That's Willard Kempton. He's a professor of marine policy at the University of Delaware in Newark. Willard Kempton, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show, Guy.